Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Sedona, Arizona, but we're still doing the show. And my first guest today is a new friend. Jim Joseph is with us. Jim is the president and the partner of Lippy Taylor. He's the author of Experience Effect. He's got a brand new book out, too, another book out, too, that he'll tell us about in a minute. But right now, we're going to talk about the experience that customers have with you. And as you know, as you've been hearing me say now for a long time, that's everything, because everything else is a commodity. Jim Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to have you here. What do you think about what I just said? The experience is everything because everything else is a commodity.
I think that is absolutely true. If you think about, most products are pretty much the same from item to item. You know, in any given category, in any given business, most of the products that we offer are pretty similar. It's really the brand and the marketing and the brand experience that we create that sets us apart and makes folks choose one product over another, or hopefully choose our brand.
Absolutely. So what do you recommend? When you talk to small business owners, what do you recommend that they do? What are some of the first things they should focus on? What's the low-hanging fruit to deliver a good brand experience?
Well, I think most important of anything is to really understand who your customer is. I find that a lot of small business owners don't spend enough time really trying to analyze and understand who their customer is. And it's really not until you understand exactly who that person is and what they're looking for and what you can uniquely offer to them. Until you do that, you really can't understand how to build an experience for them. So spend some time really getting to know your customers, talk with them, maybe do a survey, follow them on Facebook. You know, really try to understand who that person is that's walking through your door and what they're looking for and how you can add value to their lives. That's really the first thing, probably the most important thing you can do as a marketer.
Let me throw one other thing in there. There's another benefit from doing what you just said, Jim. And that's that you'll find out, when you find that information out, you can focus on that profile of person, that profile of customer, because those people will they'll be more likely to allow you to get your margins. They're the ones who are interested in what you sell. They're less likely to want to go to Walmart or a discounter, and they'll allow you to get your margins so you can actually stay in business. What do you think, Jim?
I think that is absolutely true, and I think what you'll find is that as you get to know your customers, you'll start to see some commonalities across them, certain things that make them similar, certain needs that they're looking for that are in common to each other, and then you can start to go out and find other people who are looking for those same things, who follow those same profiles, so that you can increase your customer base, which will go directly into your margin as well.
Right, exactly. All right, what's the next thing they should do?
I think the next thing is really have a very good understanding of who you are as a business, who you are as a brand. And I'd like to encourage people to think of themselves not as a business but as a brand. Because when you think about yourself as a brand, you think about your consumer first. But what you need to do is really understand what you can offer. So what is unique to your skill sets? What do you uniquely do that those folks need that you can do better than anybody else? Don't try to do everything. Don't try to be everything to everybody, but pick one or two or three things that you are specifically good at and offer that up to those consumers. But you can't do that until you get a really honest assessment of what your skills and what your offerings are.
Right. And of course, we have to remember that the things that you're talking about, Jim, those two or three things that you're really good at, that's in addition to the fundamental things that you must be able to do for folks to do business with you. And that means you have to have good products, you have to have a selection, you have to have, you know, you have to meet them and smile and say thank you, and you have to do all those things. As those are the fundamentals that everybody has to do, and then you have to excel in your own way on top of that, right?
Exactly. I call those table stakes. There are certain things that you have to bring to the table just to be able to compete in any given category. And then it's those couple of things that you do uniquely better than everybody else that you, as you said, you layer on top of that. That's what separates you as a brand, and that's what gets customers to choose you over those other products.
You talk about creating unique touch points in your book. Talk to us about those.
Sure. Well, I think that as marketers, we tend to think about touch points as being the obvious things. Television advertising, a Facebook page, a website, maybe a billboard ad or a print ad. We tend to think of the common things that we see every day from brands, whether they're advertising online or advertising on TV or in magazines. But I like to think of touch points as something a little bit more special than that. I like to think of them as ways that you can get in front of your customer when they may be thinking about you. So when you can get within arm's reach of them, when, you know, you might be in their consideration set. So it might be a print ad, and it might be a TV ad. It certainly could be. But it also might be a very carefully placed banner ad on a website that they frequent when they're thinking about your business. Or if you're selling athlete's foot cream, it might be a poster in a gym in the men's locker room. You want to get to places
and
where they're thinking about you.
It might be a radio ad. Too, though.
Exactly.
Go ahead, keep going.
So it's a moment in time where your customer may be walking by that touch point when they might be thinking about your category, and you can hit them with a provocative message. So, I mentioned the athlete's foot cream in the men's locker room, and I use that as an example just because, there might not be massive reach for that poster, but you're getting guys who are thinking about their hygiene at a time when they're changing their socks and their sneakers, and you're hitting them with a message about your product.
Because we know girls don't get athlete's foot, right?
That's exactly right. I think it's important for small businesses to think much more creatively about touch points because most don't have the big budgets that big brands have. You know, they can't do television advertising. You know, a newspaper ad is incredibly expensive. So they need to be much more creative about getting in front of their customers.
Well, and that's what's possible today. That's what's great about the 21st century marketplace. It actually is possible for a small business owner to get in front of people more efficiently and less expensively than before, and actually compete is pretty darn close with the big boxes.
Oh, absolutely! I think social media is the small business owner's best friend.
Absolutely, Jim. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with Jim Joseph after these messages. I'm Jim Bising here. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.